Luffy will be busy at Kangaroos and the North Melbourne Clubland now, Luffy. He won't have the time to focus on us, as he has done for Champion Data for the last little bit. We're going to get to Darren Cull after the break, but I want to talk tennis now because, as Whitey told us yesterday, for those that were listening, the wildcard playoffs, the Australian Open, were getting underway yesterday. And it's great to have Alan Perez on the line with us this morning, who had a good result yesterday and is getting ready for her second match of the tournament. She joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Alan.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for being a part of the program. Now, how big a thing would it be to qualify? How significant is this moment or opportunity for you to get a qualifying spot for the Australian Open?
Yeah, it'd be unreal. It'd be my first main draw of the Australian Open, so that's obviously a huge goal of mine. I've done it before once at the US Open playoff, and I was able to play there, and it was an unreal experience. So I'd love the opportunity to be able to do that again.
So in the build-up to this, with that on the line and how important it is to you, what sort of preparation have you done in the build-up to the qualifiers?
Well, after about a month ago, I took a bit of a break for 10 days just to recoup and just have a little time away from the tennis court and have some fun. But yeah, since then I've come back, just been training. Actually had a few nails, so it's probably set me back a little more than I'd like. I've actually changed weight in my racket too, so just a few changes to kind of prepare for the Australian Open summer with bigger picture in mind. But yeah, just been training hard and having a few match play leading into the tournament and just getting ready to.
So, have you gone heavier or lighter with your racket?
I've gone heavier, yeah.
And tell us what that does. For those that don't know the intricacies of the weight distribution, how it affects you, any given performance, what does it do for you, the heavier racket?
Yeah, so I've added a little bit heavier in the head. So it allows me to keep my racket more on the line of the ball a bit better. Gives me a bit more control. My racket to begin with was pretty light. So I probably gain a little bit more power and control, but lose a little bit of spin. And for me, I guess it helps me with my return game and volleys, just staying on the line of the ball. And, yeah.
So, Alan, when we look through this year for you, you've been on tour now for sort of 5 or 6 years, but it does look like this has been your big breakthrough year. What sort of happened differently to get yourself in a position where you're now in the top 200 in the world?
Yeah, well, when I was 18, I made the decision to go to college. So I've been playing college tennis the past 3 years. And it's really tough to play much of a pro tournament schedule when you're at college. You're there committed pretty much the whole year. You can only play in their summer, so June, July, and a little bit of August. So it's pretty hard to maintain a good ranking there. But since leaving last year in April, I mean, I have a full year on the tour, now a year and a half, I suppose, and yeah, I've just been able to build on my ranking, get valuable experience, play these girls day in, day out, and just get to know my way around the pro tour a bit better.
Yeah, so it's interesting I wanted to ask you about the college situation, because obviously the Americans do it, you know, they all do it pretty much. But if you had your time again, would you still do it, or would have you done it differently? Because not all Australians go through the college system in America.
Yeah, I think it's becoming more of a better option for players to take now. I would definitely still take that pathway, and I definitely recommend a lot of other players take that pathway. For me, it allowed me to develop my tennis a little more, learn to compete. I mean, I've got the backup education now. If tennis doesn't go well for me, or, you know, you never know when if something's going to happen injury-wise. And I'm very injury-prone, so having that backup and, you know, building those friends and over there and having a family whenever I go back, it's an amazing thing to have. So I definitely value the experience in doing that.
And now we go into a wild card situation where, as Huff said, you're through to the last eight. What's it like, the atmosphere this week? Because you're playing against a lot of girls you know really well, that you train with, that you play with, you travel with. But all of a sudden, it's that cutthroat nature of trying to get a spot in the Australian Open. What's it like in the locker room?
Oh, it's all fun still. It's pretty funny, actually. We all said it's a bit like a Hunger Games out there. But no, we're all good friends, and we're all just taking it pretty lightly, I suppose. But yeah, we know each other's game very well, so it's tough competing against friends. It's all done in good spirits, and everyone's just there competing, having fun.
Well, don't have fun against Abby Myers. Go to Chinatown. Take it down. Take it down. because she had a big win over. She had a Destiny Aiva win yesterday, which is a big result for her 6-4, 6-4. So you got her next up in the quarters for the wildcard playoff. We wish you the best of luck, Alan. Go get them at the wildcard playoffs. We want to see you through the main draw of the Australian Open.
All right. Thanks so much, guys.